Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm joined on the podcast today by Boyd and Beth Morrison, co-authors of the new novel, The Last True Templar. Boyd is a New York Times bestselling thriller writer, including several books he co-authored with the late Clive Cussler. And Beth is Boyd's sister, and she is the senior curator of manuscripts at the J. Paul Getty Museum. Writer Graham Brown wrote about the first book in the Tales of the Lawless Land series. The brother-sister team of Boyd and Beth Morrison brings the Middle Ages to life in vivid detail. This thriller has it all. Boyd and Beth, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
If someone hasn't yet heard about your new novel, The Last True Templar, how would you describe the novel?
Well, it is about a knight errant in the 14th century. It takes place in 1351, right after the worst of the Black Death and during the Hundred Years' War in Europe between England and France. And The Last True Templar is the follow-up to The Lawless Land, the first book in the series. And Gerard Fox is an excommunicated knight who has lost his land and his reputation and his title and is now wandering Europe in the company of a lady that he met in the first book. And they are now in central Italy trying to decide how they're going to live together as a couple on the run. And they come across this woman in a small village in central Italy who is attacked by a band of marauders. And they save this noblewoman, take her back to her villa, and find that there's a conspiracy against her where she has to solve it by finding the lost treasure of the Knights Templar. And so they go on this quest across Italy, trying to find the Templar treasure before the forces arrayed against her do.
Do you remember the original idea or impetus for deciding to collaborate and write your first novel together, The Lawless Land? Did you know you wanted to collaborate and then you went looking for ideas, or did the idea come first? How did that work?
Well, you know, I had always served as an editor of Boyd's novel, whether they were with Clive or his own novel series or whatnot. And so I was really, you know, I've always been a huge fan of the thriller genre. And of course, I've always been a huge fan of my brother. And so he was looking around for a new project and, you know, was thought, oh, well, maybe I should go into historical fiction. And he was talking about it with his wife, Randy, who's also a good friend of mine. And she said, well, you know, you have a built-in co-author if you want one. And he was like, who? And, you know, Randy's like, your sister, who's a world famous, you know, historian of the Middle Ages. And so he called me up and he could barely get the sentence out before I said yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your collaboration process for these two novels? Did you brainstorm and did you brainstorm the novel and plot or outline it and then take turns drafting, or how did that process work for you?
Yeah, we actually plot the novel out together a lot of times when we're out walking our dogs, because Beth lives in Los Angeles and I live in Seattle. And so we do most of our work over the phone or by email. And we'll just brainstorm plots, points, and story details while we're out walking or while Beth's driving to work or, you know, I'm sitting out playing with the dog. And it's a good way to, you know, get our ideas flowing. And then what we'll do is once we have the basic plot settled, we actually go and do our research in Europe. So for the first book, we went to England, France, and Italy. And then the second book, we went to Italy and another location that we're not going to give away because that's basically where the Templar treasure is found. And for the third book, which we are now working on, we went to Croatia, which has a lot of medieval towns like Split and Dubrovnik. And we have to know what the plot is before we go, because we need to know where we're going to be setting it. But we find a lot of really great information while we're there. And then when we come back, we have our ideas and we start writing the book. And as I finish, I write the book. And as I finish each chapter, I send it to Beth and she edits it and corrects all my medieval anachronisms and everything I don't know about the Middle Ages, which is most of it. And I would never have written this series without Beth because of that. She's my ringer for all of that. And then we just keep going like that until the book's done.
Do you ever have disagreements while writing or editing?
Yeah, I think, you know, just like anyone else, we occasionally hit rough spots, mostly with the plotting. And I wouldn't say we actually have disagreements. It's more often that we just get stuck. We need something to happen and we need some way for it to happen. And we're just a little bit stuck. And I think that's when the relationship, the long relationship that we've had between us really comes into play, because we have this long history together and a really long, respectful, fun relationship. And so we often break the tension. We're like, well, she needs to know that that's going to happen before this other thing can happen. And how does she figure it out? We're like, oh, she picks up her cell phone. And it just kind of breaks the tension and gives us a chance to then move on to the next plot point. So I don't think we've ever really had many real disagreements. It's mostly just trying to brainstorm and get around plot problems.
What writing advice would you both offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
One of the things that I often tell people is if you want to have a career as a writer, you have to get used to writing multiple stories. And so when I see somebody stuck on writing the same book over and over, and I go to a lot of writers' conferences where people pitch to agents and editors, and they'll come to the conference with the same book 3 years in a row. And I tell them, you need to be writing the next book because you don't know which book is going to break out. I wrote 3 books before my first book got published. But those first 2 books that I wrote eventually got published as well. So if I had been stuck on that first book over writing and rewriting it over and over, I might never have been published. And so you just don't know. And you learn more as you're going when you write multiple books. And the final thing is, once you do get that publishing contract, the next thing the publisher wants to know is, well, when are you going to have your next book done? And so you might as well get used to writing a new book anyway, because that's what you're going to have to do in your career.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of Elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
And my advice is always have a New York Times bestselling brother. Because I certainly never would have gone into fiction writing without Boyd. So he's my ringer on that one.
Boyd, I'm curious, as I mentioned at the beginning, you co-authored several novels with the late Clive Cussler. Can you tell us about that collaboration experience?
Yeah, I had written six books before I started working with Clive. And when he was looking for a new co-author, which I didn't even know I was in the running for, and just to backtrack, when I had done interviews before that, and people often ask me, so what was the book that got you interested in reading and writing thrillers? I would always say Raise the Titanic by Clive Cussler. And so when he was looking for a new author for the Oregon series, he read a couple of my books and loved them. And out of the blue one day, I get a phone call from my agent saying, would you like to write with Clive Cussler? And I said, oh, the guy I've been reading all of my life, and I've learned so much from him. Yeah. And she said, okay, he's going to call you in 2 minutes. And I freaked out and tried to steady myself. And he did call 2 minutes later and said, hey, Boyd, I read a couple of your books and I loved them. And I loved how you do your endings. I wanted to know if you want to come write the Oregon series with me. And I said, that would be fantastic. And he said, okay, we're going to fly you down here to my house in a couple of weeks and we'll get started. And that was literally the extent of the conversation. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, I'm sitting in his home office and we're brainstorming the first book that we wrote together. And the way we wrote together is I would go down for a few days to his house, and he was always very generous and hosted me, and eventually my wife came down and treated us so well and took us out and to dinners, and we just had a great time. And then once we brainstormed the basic ideas, like what's the villain after, what's the historical context, where are some of the locations where it's going to take place, then I would go back to Seattle. I would write 100 pages, send them to him. He would edit it, send it back to me, and then we would just keep going like that until the book was done.
Are you two working on another novel now?
Yeah. So as Boyd mentioned, we had done some travels to Croatia, and that is the setting for the next novel in the Tales of Lawless Land. And I think that it'll be really interesting because, as Boyd said, the Last True Templar is set in Italy, and a lot of people know a lot about Italy and maybe even something about the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. But I don't think people are as familiar with the Adriatic coast in what is now Croatia at that time period. So it's a real chance to kind of spread our wings a little bit and explore a new area.
Do you have plans beyond three novels?
We have already started talking. Basically, these books are an excuse to go traveling together to really exciting places and see amazing medieval settings. So we're constantly thinking about where we want to go next for our story. So we have that in mind. I don't think we're ready to reveal that because it's not quite set yet. But we're already thinking ahead about where we want them to go in this series so that we can go visit these places. And, you know, one of the cool things about Dubrovnik and Split in Croatia is and many other medieval sites there is that they're so well preserved that they use them for movies and TV shows. So, for example, Game of Thrones was all of the King's Landing scenes were filmed in Dubrovnik and Split because they still look like medieval cities. And so, you know, being in those settings is just naturally gives us ideas about what it must have been like for our characters in the 14th century.
This is a question for both of you. What novels have you read recently that you enjoyed?
So I tend to read, I read a lot of nonfiction, actually. But I do read fiction as well. And one of my favorite series, which has given me inspiration for sort of character building and world building, it's an older series, actually, by a woman named Elizabeth Peters, who wrote a series of fiction novels set in sort of 1900 to 1920, an English female Egyptologist who has all these adventures in Egypt as she's doing archaeology. And I think it's really important for us to keep reading fiction because it really helps me think about, like, what is it that I love about these novels? What is it that makes the characters so interesting? How can we bring some of that into the world building and character building that we're doing in our novels? How about you, Boyd?
Well, I have a lot of friends in the thriller and mystery genre. So I just read a book that is by an unpublished author who asked me to read it for Blurb. And it was a historical fiction called, I don't know if I should say it yet since it's unpublished, but it was very good. And I gave him a Blurb. And then Lee Goldberg is a friend of mine. And I'm currently reading his latest thriller called Malibu Burning, and it's a very exciting story. So, you know, it's fun that when I go to, we're traveling this week for a book signing, and it's fun to go to the airport bookstore and look at the books that are there. And I often see six or seven books by people I know, which is always very exciting to see. So, yeah, just reading my friends' books keeps me busy, which is great.
Where can people find you online if they are interested in learning more about your co-written novel, The Last True Templar?
Well, I have a website called boydmorrison.com where you can find out all about my books. You can also link to our social media feeds there. We're both on Instagram and Facebook. I'm Boyd Morrison Writer on both Instagram and Facebook, and Beth is Beth Morrison Writer. And so, yeah, you can find us on both Instagram and Facebook. And we've done some fun videos between us where we talk about the research that we've done, showing some of the pictures of places that we've been. Beth can also talk about our jousting experience.
Yeah, so we really wanted to get into it, and we actually took jousting lessons. So there's a place out here in Southern California where you can go take jousting lessons, and they literally put you on a horse with a lance, and you know, you're not really charging at each other because it's pretty much in super slow-mo because we're beginners, but it certainly gave us a really, really good feeling for how much skill these medieval knights must have had. It's very hard to control the horse at the same time that you're trying to protect yourself, at the same time that you're trying to dump the other guy off of his horse. I think we both had a very profound respect for the kind of skills and sportsmanship that these people had. And I think the most disappointing thing was that they didn't let Boyd and I joust against each other.
For some reason, they thought that might be dangerous. I don't know why.
A nudge, Derek.
Well, that's some great research.
And then we did several videos about that where you can actually see us partaking. And we did mounted archery, and we all, you know, we did all different aspects that you would have had a horsemanship at the time. And so that was really fun to actually do and then to share with our readers.
That's what we should have done, Beth. We should have sped up the video so it looked like we were actually jousting at full speed.
Well, you can always re-upload. That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Boyd and Beth Morrison, co-authors of the new novel, The Last True Templar. The book is available now, so go buy a copy. And Beth and Boyd, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you for having us.
It's been great to be here.
Wonderful.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.